We're coming out of the Easter weekend. It's Tuesday morning. Whatever that religious process that we've all heard about in the Bible, some of you probably know very well, but for me, it's just stories I was told. And as much as I understand now that my father's religious conditioning got all over me, at least I wasn't sent into some building and, you know, conditioned repeatedly with it. I guess I didn't need to be since it was happening in my home. Thank God Grandma didn't believe in it the way that others did. She knew that God was inside. And so do I. So back to what was really important this morning. I noticed that yesterday, even Sunday, the vision got clearer. And Friday, I felt that little girl get out of her bed and shrink down into the corner of the room into a shadowed area. And I was unable to reach her. But rather than going down into the depths of complete depression, I decided to build my website. I decided to take a step forward for me. That's an incredible, incredible piece of information for this girl. And I know sometimes I do this, but this time it's really important. And as the weekend went on into last night and even this morning, the image of that little girl shrunk down in the corner got clearer and clearer. And sometimes she was but a child, 3 or 4 years old. And sometimes she was in her 40s. And today we're going to talk about her at 35. No, actually, it is in her 40s. Excuse me, sometimes the memories are hard to cut through. Because what I came to see this morning as I woke up was betrayed. It was almost as if another child came forward and kneeled down into that corner with her. And at that moment, I recognized that what happened between me and the two men who rescued me when I got out of a treatment center in Buffalo, my husband, my best friend, and my boss. That was the emotion. That was the feeling. That was what drove me into that corner the way it did in my adult years, was betrayal. And I know I've spoken about it, but this has to do with the nonverbal agreement that I seem to make over and over again, where I'll give you everything that I am in exchange for you rescuing me, but I'm not going to say it out loud. So when you fail to rescue me, I am betrayed. I don't know that any of these people really understood the mechanisms that were going on inside me. They certainly saw the results. They certainly felt the results as I went away. Perhaps it's because Bill still loves me. Perhaps it's because no matter how many times I went through this cycle with Ted, he still loved me too. Even my boss has nothing but the greatest respect for me. He doesn't understand that it was by bringing in an operations manager and actually telling me I needed to work with him and train him that I was betrayed. Hadn't I already done enough? Wasn't I doing enough? There it is, isn't it? That's the enough. That's the edge of the razor blade that I've talked about throughout my life. I always seem to have one foot right on the edge and the other one recoiling. It's no wonder people went away. I became that two-headed dog in some ways. Anyway, I heard myself say to my therapist that this was and is the dirty little secret that I've been keeping most of my life, that I hate myself. That self-loathing sits in the corner of my mind, always reminding me that I am not good enough. And yet it's all based on this nonverbal agreement. This condition that came into being with my father when my mother left. And perhaps it is younger. I certainly did feel betrayed by my mother. But it really became real when my mother left. And no amount of work, no amount of love, no amount of effort could ever get blood from the stone that was my father. His incredible selfish narcissism wouldn't allow him to even see that there was a 4-year-old crying in the closet upstairs. And her panties were wet. No doctor was brought in to deal with Andre. Perhaps I should be grateful for that. Certainly didn't like my first female doctor, and she was my mother's doctor and psychiatrist. Famous woman. Stern, mean, standing up for patriarchy. She didn't deserve to work with young girls at all. So shaming. But I thank you, Dr. Blau. I thank you for having the courage to admit the lies that were told to my mother about paranoid schizophrenia. She had bipolar. At the worst, she had manic depression. And you labeled her, and you shocked her, and you took away her right to even exist and have a life of her own. And Dad, you were so horrible. The way you twisted and used what was happening with my mother to control me, to turn me against her. Can you believe you turned a 4-year-old against her mother? I could see you slumped over in the chair. A shell of a man. What the hell were people putting these men up on pedestals? These empty shells. And now I understand the game so very well. Perhaps I can even see into my past so far to know that it was not always this way. And I thank you for all the great minds that have had the courage to stand in their own truth and investigate these lies. Investigate his story. Because history is not what you think it is. It never will be. Because the only moment we have is now. And I pray that by doing the work that I'm doing, I can return to the ever-present now. Free my creativity. And enjoy the rest of my life. I have paid my dues. Dear self-loathing, last night when I got into bed, the first thing I saw was you on the floor. And there we were, just going off to sleep as I was very aware of you. No wonder I'm afraid of my dreams. You seed my nightmares. Thank you for showing me this morning all of those betrayals lining up. And thank you, betrayed, for showing up here in the room. I know we've spoken to you at some point. At least I know that I've named you. Perhaps we've never spoken to you. But thank you for coming today to support self-loathing. Or perhaps with your truth, we can help her today. Sweet lady, you didn't have a chance. The deck was stacked against you from the very first day you were born. Even before that. And you know that now. And that genie that came through and cut the hole in reality and showed you what was going on in behind. That wasn't my future. That was the void. That was the ever-present now. And it was calling me in. Do your work. Put your children to bed. Let your aunt rest. And leave an ever-present image burned into your mind of the beauty of the Lazy Bend Farm, of the space that allowed you as a 61-year-old woman to take her own children, to rock her own memories, and to release the three golden hairs. I am not my mother. I do not have to collapse to survive. The other one will come to me today. Thank you so much, Spirit. And thank you for all of the beings that are here right now. And perhaps it's only one. But I know my spirit guides are around me. And now I know that interdimensional beings are here too. So I'm so grateful for all of the help and healing and support. And the angel that is Andrea. And the angel that is Kitty. And the angel that is Pat. John, you found your way to a beautiful woman. A woman tied and twisted in her own knots. As that is what Mother Earth does. Not her specifically. But the children of this planet have been led away from the truth. And it benefits very few. And it leaves the rest of us traumatized, struggling to figure out what the hell happened. And it's worse than it was, if that's even possible. Perhaps it never changes. But I'm so grateful to you, Grandma and Aunt Olive, because you showed me a possibility on that farm. And you showed me that you don't have to buy into the dogma, into the conditioning of society. You can take what you need and leave the rest. And you can tend to the land while you're doing it. So, little girl, today is all about you. And I sense grief has come too. So a small group of children are gathering in the corner of the room. We're here to support you, self-loathing. We're here to speak your truth. You are always enough. You are perfect. You are perfect. And I want to know you. Without the hatred. I want to put a paintbrush in your hand. And a spring in your step. Help me heal her. Help her heal me. As is such and sacred reciprocity. Let us be whole. Let us be free. Thank you. And so it is.